page 204. Page 204, Perigid Al Pasig Vav Eya Katal Li Yisrael. Yifrach Ka Shoshana Viyach Shoroshov Kalavana. This is the bracha, Brach Moshea, and we know that it's supposed to be from the greatest brachas in the entire. The entire section here represents, we learned yesterday, represents the loftiest blessings that Hashem can possibly give Klal Yisrael. So, and those words are expressed in these, this barach is expressed in some very mysterious and cryptic esoteric concepts, and a lot there, of course, with metaphors and symbolism. And here it says, I will be like Tal, do the Yisrael. Yifrach, may they blossom like a Shoshana. A Shoshana is a rose. The Yach, Sharoshav, and Yach is a hard word in this context to translate. Yach normally means, literally means to smite, to hit. In this context, it means to spread out. Okay, we'll have to see the etymology of the word. The Yach means to spread out, Sharoshav, may his roots spread out. Kalavonon, like the Lavonon is one of the mightiest trees, the Lavonon, the cedar tree, and the cedar tree being that it's so tall and mighty, it needs very strong roots, which indeed it has. So may the roots of the Jewish people, may they spread out like the Lavonon. Now let's see the Mitzudos and try to go slow, try to get over the full flavor of the Baracha that Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael through Hoshea. Pasuk Vav begins in the Mitzudos David on page 204. Eyech Atali Yisrael, Ritzono Leimar, Loi Tispeik Ahavosi Mehem, may it not cease from the love I have for them, Kemosh in Atal Netzon Me'olam, just like Tal does not cease. Tal is something which is it's part of nature. It's part of nature. Tal does not, every single day in the morning, there always will be Tal on the face of the earth. Hashem does not withhold Tal from this world. This is a matter of nature. Unlike rain, which is something which Hashem holds back. Hashem only brings rain when we are deserving. But Tal is something which there is no hefsek. Okay, next words. Yifrach kashreshana. May it be blossom like a rose. Yale perachin no'im kashreshana. May they bring forth
flowers.
May they bring forth beautiful flowers like a rose. V'sharashav yispashtus. So notice over here that he translates what v'yachtamin, may they spread. K'sharashay atzei livana, like the roots of the cedar tree. If you look at the Mitzudos Tziyain right across. V'yach ye'omar kein b'derech hasha'ola. This is a borrowed term. To translate it literally would not make sense in this pasuk. Yach means to smite. And here it's over here it means may it spread, and we have a precedent for this in Parashas Matos or Masay, Matos Masay. I don't know which parasha, probably Masay. It says there al hispashtus vidug masay umocha, the border, the boundary will mocha, it will spread, describing the gevulos of Eretz Yisrael. So it mentions, and also in Sefer Yeshua as well, Matos Masay. So there it's the mocha. And the Torah there defines one particular location. Then it goes on to say, Mocham, may that location, it continues. This is the dot on the map, and just follow along, go straight. Mocham, it continues, it spreads out. Al-Kesef, Kesef means the side. Yom Kineres, okay, that's an example. That's Yom Kineres is one of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. But here, where we need to focus on the word Mocham. Mocham is the same word as the Yach. There also it's a borrowed term, which means to smite. And in this expression, it means to spread. It spreads further. Kalavona. Okay. So this is, the Mitzvah says Kalavona means Shem Yar. He does not learn it to refer to the cedar tree. He learns it like the forest. Okay, that's a very common usage in the Tanakh. The Lavonon, it means the forest where there are massive trees. And those massive trees have very strong roots, which keep them anchored into the ground. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, pause on the top. Pause the above. On the pasuk vav yel eye katal, I'm sorry, v'yach v'yach. So he learns v'yach hatal. So he learns not like the mitzvahs. The word v'yach over here should be taken literally. It means to smite. Where is their hitting? Where is their smiting? The tal. The tal is striking down upon the roots to give the roots nourishment. V'yach hatal esh shoroshav v'yatzlichem, and it will cause them to be successful. to grow strong kalavanon kishorshe ilane halavanon shehem gidoilim. So we hear Rabbi's machlekes Rashi and the Mitzudos. What is the Kiddush of the Yach? Indeed, it means that Hashem will send down Tal, and the Tal will strike. It will strike the roots in the right location to give them the moisture, the nourishment it needs to sustain itself, to develop, and to grow like the Levanon. Okay, now if you want to go to say a little Jewish, you can say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Mashiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless Klal Yisrael. It's going to be with Musa. Musa. What's the English? You know better than me the English expression. If you hold back, many different expressions. If you hold back, the carrot versus the staff. I don't remember.
Carrot and stick.
Yeah. What has it go?
No, if there's the carrot, that's the incentive, and the stick is the punishment.
So there's an expression. If you hold back the stick from your child, I don't remember all the expressions, the idioms, but the idea is that.
Yeah, but spare the rod and spoil the child.
Spare the rod,
spoil the
child. What were you saying?
Same thing.
Okay, so that's the same thing over here. I think there's Musar in this passage that Yemos HaMashiach, Hashem is knocking. Okay, everything is fine and good. I'm going to give you bracha. No, in Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be Musar, V'yach. V'yach has a connotation of hitting. Today, if you hit a child, you go to jail. Don't pass go. But all of us know that when we were children, it wasn't like that. Okay? If you didn't behave, you got hit. The Rebbe would give you a fras. Your parents would hit you. This is the way it was in the ancient times. Today, it's a different world today. Today, you hit the child, you go straight to jail. Therefore, but over here, say when Mashiach comes, we're going to be reinstated. The idea of the yach. Yach means to hit. It means to hit. But it's a hitting of love. And the way it's expressed here, Hashem's going to hit the roots. Hashem's going to hit us in the right location, the roots where the love, which is expressed here with the Tal, is going to cause us to blossom and to develop. There's a shtickle Musa given over here. And I told you, many of Rabbi Pe'er from Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva Farakwa, he has a vad. He gives vad he's a product of Navardic. His family is from Navardic, which excelled in Musa. And he in his yeshiva, he gives Musa Shmuzim, and he has Musa Vadim, where he takes Talmidim privately or in small groups, and he learns with them Musa. And one of his Talmidim took his Shmuzim, which is based upon the work of, I forgot the exact work already, the altar of Narvardik. He wrote a little sefer, and he goes over with them. And the Talmud took his shmuzim and he put in writing. I think it's called mind over matter. And in there in the Hakdamah, really it's fascinating. He says that today a lot of people have no hope. They live a life. They just wander aimlessly in this world. And he says it's all because there's no Musar. He says it's magic. If you learn Musar, somehow, some way, it fills you up with hope, tikva, hope, purpose. It's not clear the connection, how you connect the dots, but it works. And unfortunately, we live in a dar where there's no such thing as Musar, and that, he believes, is the problem of why so many people today just have no goals. There are no goals in life. Because what's life? Life doesn't have any meaning. All you need to do to find within yourself a mission, some meaning, is to learn Musar for real, to take the learning of Musar seriously. And that's his thesis. And, you know, how does it work? I don't know. There's another example of where you say the same idea of Emunah. Some people, they have a very hard time with Emunah. It's just hard to see the Yad Hashem in this world. But it's hard. So there's a tradition that if a person is struggling with matters of Emunah, he should spend a significant amount of time learning Chumash and Rashi. Now, how does Chumash and Rashi bring a person to Emunah? It's a mystery. It's magic. You can't connect the dots. I'll spend every day learning Chumash and Rashi. I will be filled with Emunah. What's the connection? I don't know the connection, but it works. It's been proven to work. It's been proven you learn Chumash Rashi, somehow the sanctity of what Rashi does to the Pasuk, it's there. A person is filled with Emunah. Likewise, if a person spends time learning Musar, whether it's Mesilas Yesharim, Shari Tshuva, Chavis, Derech Hashem, or for that matter, even learning Navi, even learning, I think, learning Mamshi, you learn Sefer Nevi'im, because the Sefer Nevi'im is the Sheresh of all Musar. All of the Musar Svarim are just drawing, they're drawing from Psukim in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and they're expounding upon it. So if you learn in the source, it's the same thing. It's even better, probably, I think. People have made that argument that you want to learn Musar, so just learn Nevi'im, learn Sefer Nevi'im, and you'll be filled with Musar. It's magic. It gives a person a hope, it gives the person a purpose. So Musar is b'derech yach. Yach means to hit. It's painful. But the pain, if there's no pain, there is no gain. I think this could be we can miramis to this, and this interesting Rashi of it means to be taken literally. Now let's take a look at the, and next let's take a look at the Radak. Radak Pasek Vav Eye Katali Yisrael. Okay, so we have some nice things over here. I'll be Katali Shos the Radak says Hetech Masha Omar V'Yevoy Shmi Koyroy. A lot of the Mefarshim on this page are going to try to do that. Since we learned yesterday this Maimon Chazal that Hoshea he said to us, Hoshea spoke harsh words to Klal Yisrael, and he spoke harsh words. And he was from the harshest of the Nevi'im to Klal Yisrael, and so now he has a duty to compensate by giving Klal Yisrael the biggest brachas. So we're trying to find parallels here, what he writes here, what he says over here, to the Musar, to the harsh words he spoke to Klal Yisrael in the beginning of the Sefer. So the Radak does just that, and he says this corresponds to what he said before, V'yevoy shmei koyroy, that Hoshea cursed Klal Yisrael that their sore should dry up, v'omar tal. Now he says it should not dry up, and the way he's going to show the blessing that it should not dry up is by comparing Klal Yisrael to Tal. Tal is something which never ceases to exist. V'yomar Tal, if Yisha'enay nifsat bein tuv hokel yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, from the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not allow the world to be denied the blessing of Tal. Lo ye nifsak mehem bezeye la asid v'shuv hagolus, and this will be a blessing of Yisrael when Mashiach comes, when the golus comes to an end. Yifrach kash shoshana. What is the shoshana? Lefi shenim shlo kneses Yisrael le shoshana kvar shakosav ani chavatzelis hashem shoshanas v'amokim. This the pasukim shir hashirim. We are the chavatzelis hashirin. Chavatzelis is first chavatzelis means chovui bitzel. We take refuge in the tzel of Hashem. Ani chavatzelis hasharoin. What is sharoin? How could I forget this? What is sharoin? Ani chavatzelis hasharoin. I think it's also simply. I'm sorry. It also means I think a flower. It also means a flower. The different perushim, I'm just getting mixed up with the drush. Chavatzelis means also it's a flower of the region, the place of Sharoin.
Sharoin is a
place. Place, right.
Place, that's right.
So it's the flower of Sharoin. And then it says, Shoshanas, the rose, the Ho'amakim of the valleys. So there in Shir HaShirim, we learn that Klal Yisrael is compared to a Shoshan. In addition to being compared to the Chavatzelis, we're also compared to the Shoshana. Another pasuk he quotes, "Vani kashoshana ben hachichim, kein rayosli ben habanois." We are like a flower surrounded by thorns. Okay, the thorns, to a degree, is a blessing in disguise. It protects the flower from anyone coming along and harming it. There are thorns surrounding the flowers, like a protective shield around the flowers. Animals, rodents, people should not touch the flower because you're going to get pricked. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that the thorns represent the umay soilam. Klal Yisrael is the beautiful flower, and we are surrounded in a world of thorns. The umay
rose is a delicate flower, so it needs that sort of
protection. protection. Right? That's the simple interpretation. But another interpretation is that it's not now referring to the protection, we're referring to everyone else. We are in a world of thorns. The Umos Ha'olam are looking for trouble. But yet, miraculously, this beautiful, delicate flower, even though it's surrounded by thorns that are attempting to prick it and to harm it, miraculously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spares us from this pain. Like a rose, Bein Hachachim Kein Rayosi, my beloved is Ben Abonais, V'im Toima Shashashana Ein Lo Shoroshim, V'noichol Lehei Oker. Maybe you'll argue, very nice, it's a beautiful mile, it's a beautiful, beautiful object, but it has no roots. So to that, the Pasuk says, do not worry, you're going to hybrid. You'll have the milus of the Levonon and the beauty of the Shoshana. V'yach Shoroshav Kalavanon, Kumo Atze Halavanon. So let's assume over here that the Radak is learning the word yach like the mitsudois. It means to spread. It's a borrowed term, means to spread, and the roots will spread. Kalavanim kemoi atzeh kalavanim shem gedolim v'shoshayim rabim kein yu nituim ba'admasam. You will be planted in your land. V'yitnu shoroshim chazokim. You will be firmly planted in your land. Lo yuchlu lehino seish min mukaymam. You will not be able to be uprooted from your location. Kumo she'amar v'lo yinos shu oid me'al admasam. They will not be uprooted from their land. V'yaladerech hazeh amar haboim yashreish Yaakov. Those who have entered, those who have come, will take root. Yashreish means they will take root. Klal Yisrael will take root. Umash amar v'yach, this that it says v'yach al derech umocho al kesef yom kineres kolema yaku ha-shoroshim heino v'heino bo'orech uverochay. So he's learning like the Mitsudos. It's a borrowed term. It means to spread. Literally, it means to hit. And in this instance, it means that when it's going to hit the north, the south, the east, the west, it's an expression which means to spread. To spread, the roots will spread in all directions by making contact. It means to hit. Hit normally means with force. I don't know if that's what it means over here, but it means to expand in all directions. Not like Rashi, which learned that it's the tal. According to Rashi, the word yach is modifying the word tal.
If we did say in English, strike out on what's up.
It also means expression.
Okay.
Going out, strike out. You're moving forward with force. You're moving forward with determination, conviction, strength. Yach, it has a connotation of might and power. You go forward with power. Okay, so the bottom line here is according to the Radak, learns like the Mitsudos. According to Radak, the Tami HaMikra are in favor of the Mitsudos and the Radak, where the word V'yach is a Mercha connected to the word Shoroshav. The word Yach is modifying Shoroshav. It's an adjective for Shoroshav that the roots are going to spread forth. According to Rashi, Rashi's on the defense because Rashi says what V'yach is going back to the word Tal. The Tal will strike upon the roots. So then, the word, the Tami HaMikra, okay, whatever the Tami HaMikra are, they are, but it has to be understood that way, even though it's not necessarily clear that that's the interpretation from the Tami HaMikra. Okay, so this is the ideas of the Radak. To review, his idea is, number one, everything it says here is a parallel to what Hoshea said somewhere in this Sefer in the form of Musar. He's now taking the Musar and he is transforming the Musar to blessing. And number two, over here he's telling us that us lover, we're going to be a hybrid. The beauty of the Shoshana. The Shoshana has a chesaron in that it does not have roots, strong roots. The blessing will be like a Shoshana with strong roots. Let's take a look at the Malbim. The Malbim is very, very fascinating, as usual. The Malbim is fabulous. The Malbim is said, Pasuk Vav, Eyek Chatal L'Yisrael, Yifrach Kashoshana, Kvar Hevi B'Sipurei HaTeva, Kiyei Shoshana, Hanigrei Shoshanas Yirichoy. I never heard this before. This is all totally new to me. There's such a Shoshana called the Shoshana of Yirichoy. Now, Yerichai, it means the city Yerichai, but it really means more. It means the lashon of Reach. Reach or Ruach. Ruach means wind. And that means it is a Shoshana that does not have roots. Not only does it not have roots, it flies in the air. And it goes from, it can go, the wind can take this Shoshana from one location to another location. She'ena nishreshes bekarko. It's not rooted in the ground at all. Gesundheit. The haruach noisol la'arotzas v'choykos derech midborios v'hi mislachas min hatal. Its moisture purely, it sustains itself from tal. Tal is found all over the world. And it flies. It flies in the wind. It goes from one location to the next location, the midbar. It's not limited. It's not anchored in the ground. Uferachas, it flies. Ugedela, behoid uvehodar, vehodar, with beauty. And here the Malam winds down by saying a beautiful idea. Vuhu vis shoshana. The Shoshanas Yerichai, the Shoshana that's not rooted in the ground, that flies in the air, and sustains itself with tal, is a marshal for Klal Yisrael. For marshal Yisrael Hanisoim Al Yidei HaRuach, that flies through the wind, Mimokoim Lemokoim Goylim Umitul Tolim, we are in exile. Throughout history, we keep on going further and further. We keep on going further and further away all over the world. We travel from place to place. And even no matter where we are, from the Shparchu, this brings down upon us tal, which gives us sustenance to survive no matter where we are in the world. Bigalusam, dehi pirachas, it blossoms, biyoifi, with beauty, the hoid, and splendor, kasheshana, like this beautiful Shoshana. So this
according to the Malva, very nice drasha, I think scientifically they say it's the bees that do the pollination. They go, they bring stuff from the flowers, and they bring it to other places, and that.
No, but what sustains?
Not the ruach. It's the bees that do it.
He's saying over here, this flower. I don't know if we're familiar with this flower. This flower.
I'm looking it up.
It flies in the air.
It's not like a rose. It's a plant.
Yeah.
And it has the nickname the resurrection plant. It's for its ability to survive desiccation, which means strong dry.
Desiccation is dry.
Dry.
Yeah. And it says it flies in the air? It's not.
It's in the mustard family.
It has no roots?
It is sometimes uprooted and blown by the wind like a tumbleweed.
Okay.
It's still rooted when moistened, it spreads into the wind.
Okay, so it's some type of, we're now talking about the standard flowers that are pollinated by bees. We're dealing with this, a special plant, which is beautiful, and he says it flies in the air. What?
It's pollinated by
it doesn't look, so obviously we don't know what this is. Maybe this thing is extinct, maybe this doesn't exist, maybe we're just not familiar with it. But he's saying over here, he's saying there's something called Shoshanas Yerichai. This plant is supposed to be beautiful, and it flies in the air. It's not rooted. It sustains itself with tal. And this is a marshal for Klal Yisrael. In Golus, we have gone from nation to nation. We've traveled the world, and wherever we have traveled, Klal Yisrael has excelled. They have been beautiful, like a Shoshana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sustained them by sending down to that Shoshana, Klal Yisrael, a dosage of tal to keep them alive in the most difficult circumstances and the most difficult times. It's a beautiful mashal. So he puts together, look how he puts together, Ehya will be Chatal Yisrael, Yifrach Kashoshana. He's putting these two together. He's putting together that the tal is what sustains this Shoshana, not your ordinary Shoshana, a Shoshana that has no roots, that flies in the air, that goes from place to place. Now, how does he learn the next part of the pasuk? V'yach shoroshav kalavanan, v'tzon leimar v'agam, shehiko es shoroshav, shahayu nishroshin t'chilu b'yartzim. Even though in the past, when we were living in Eretz Yisrael, our roots have been up, we've been uprooted, Golus has caused us to be uprooted, v'yartzim l'chayzeh kalavanan, one more time, v'tzon leimar, והגם שהיקה את שרשיו שהיו נשרשים תחילו בארצם בחזר כלבנן, שהרזים נשרשים בעמק, והשרשים האלה הוקו ובנהית ונקו ממקומם, ואין להם שרש ומוקם קבוע, it doesn't matter, בכל זאת הגם שהוקו השרשים even though the roots have been uprooted. We go now into the next pasuk.
Yeah.
The next pasuk goes on.
Yeah.
And Klali, we'll see the next words. Yelchu Yon Kaisav. What are the Yon Kaisav? Shem Anafim Harachim. These are the small branches. She'olim in Aretz. Eitzel Hashirashim. Heim Yelchu V'yispashtu. It's in the Lomar. Habonim. This is a reference for the children. She'yu Ba'acharis Hayomim. The children, the new generation, the last generation that will be in the time of Mashiach. Shehem Hayonkos She'olu Acharei Hashirashim, which are the little branches which come after the Sharash, the big thick roots from the previous generations. Shehuku V'nispatlu Heim Yiyu Le'etzim Ra'anonim Noisei Pri. Yimois HaMashiach, even the people that you think have no hope, the people you think that their potential is very, very limited, yet you're going to be surprised to see how great in the generation of the Acharis Hayim, how great they will be, even though we think that when we compare ourselves to the previous generations were like thick roots, firmly embedded in the earth. And what are we? We're just saplings, nothing.
Yeah,
you can no. just...
Yeah, actually, the analogy of a tumbleweed type plant to
that's what
Klal Yisrael and Gol is being blown by the winds of history is a very apt analogy.
And he's saying that even though that's what it would appear to be this way, yet you're going to be surprised to see that they're going to blossom. The pasuk goes on next, we'll see in a few moments. The pasuk goes on to say they're going to blossom like all of these beautiful things, like a zayis, like the levanon, the chulu. Don't underestimate the potential that the generation of Yemois HaMashiach has. They, from them will come great, great, great big things.
Like it says
Yeah. That's what this is another example of what awaits us, what's happening even in this generation. What is happening in this generation is that this Yemois HaMashiach, Ikvus of the Mashiacha, great things are going to happen. Rapam used to always say, he tells us many, many times, Rapam used to say is that he does not think Mashiach will come in his lifetime. I heard him say this.
Who said?
Rapam. He said, Mashiach, it's not likely that Mashiach will come in my lifetime. It just doesn't. But one thing I'm certain is that Mashiach will come in the lifetime of the children here in the elementary school. And he was talking to your children, your people sitting in the room over here, they're like young people who don't know, like Koli in the light. Your children will be Mekabel Pnei HaMashiach. Therefore, what?
When did he say this?
He said this in yeshiva. He said this on a Friday shmooze.
Was that in the 80s?
No. In 2000, not long before he died. And he said, therefore, what's the nafkamina? Do you realize the achrayus that you have? You are raising, you are being mechanech, the door that will be mekabel Pnei HaMashiach. Who could say such a thing? Years ago, you know, Mashiach will come. Now, you don't know when Mashiach... It's obvious. Mashiach is it's obvious. You can sense it. Mashiach is on its way. The world is accelerating. Things are happening in this world, which is only leading to one thing. It's leading to Yemois HaMashiach. And therefore, your children, for sure, your little children, the kids over here in kindergarten, in pre-1A, they're going to be Mekabel Pnei HaMashiach. You realize what an achrayus you have to them to make sure they develop in a way that they should be roy. They should be roy to Mekabel Pnei HaMashiach. When Mashiach sees them, Mashiach should be happy with them, and they should be worthy to be Mekabel Pnei HaMashiach. It's a different chinuch. The next time you give your child a... You didn't say this. You have a dilemma. Should I give my child a smartphone? Should I not give him a smartphone? Should I give him this game or not this game? No, by me, we had violent games. We did all these crazy things. Okay, but... There wasn't an expectation when I was a child that Mashiach would come. I mean, okay, Mashiach would come like everyone else. Ani man, ben unishlim v'yas haMashiach. The world was going at a very slow pace. But now it's so obvious, he said. It's just so obvious. So maybe it's kedai that you should go the extra step and invest more kedusha in your children because they're going to need it. Maybe we don't need it, but they're going to need it. That's what he said.
Machfogel had a suitcase packed ready to go for the Mashiach.
Right, those are very unique people. Of Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim and of Machfogel, all these stories about these different Inachnai. But He was saying, oh, he's the common man, the common parent in the yeshiva. You have children. You know, got to think about it. He's going to be Mekal Panei Mashiach. You have to get him ready. Very interesting idea. So over here, this is what it says over here in this Malbim. Yelchu Yoim Kaisav, the little children. The little children, what are they relative to the Gedolei Hador, the previous generations? The previous generations, they were like the thick roots. We were just weeds. Don't underestimate the weeds. You will do not underestimate what they will accomplish in this world.
Targum goes also like that. He is going to be the end of the
norm. Oh, that's next possible. So we'll come to Targum in a few moments. Rashi quotes the Targum in full. Okay, that is the one. Let's not take a look over here at the Likutei Shas, Mamar Chazal. So it says here, Pasuk Vavayah Chatal Yisrael, Amar Berechia. Af Knesset, so this we have before, Sha'alosh Loi Kehoigen, Vakadosh Baruch Hu, Vahishiva Kehoigen, Klal Yisrael, when they made a request from Hashem, they made the wrong request. And Hashem had Rachmanis upon Klal Yisrael, did not give them what they asked for, but gave them something better. What are we referring to? He explains, Shenemar, V'neido nirdufo lodas es Hashem. Klal Yisrael made a request. Let us know how to pursue and understand Hashem, just like Hashachar, in the morning, Nochoin Moitzol, just like the morning it's prepared to come, the morning it's a clock. On the clock, you know exactly when it Alois HaShachar is. You go look it up online, it'll tell you when is sunrise. The Yavoi Chageshem Lanu. May, it's an analogy, okay, whatever the analogy with regard to the Shachar, I don't know, but Klal Yisrael is asking to merit, to understand the ways of Hashem, just like we understand when sunrise will occur. Maybe it's not so complicated. Just like we can predict that there will be a sunrise at this specific time, our understanding of Hashem should have the same clarity. And may Hashem come upon us like rain, Geshem. V'yavoy chageshem lanu. May Hashem come upon us like rain. So the Chazal say as follows. Omar ha'kol l'kodesh baruch hu. Biti, Klal Yisrael, my daughter. Ad she'eles davar k'geshem. That's not a good thing to say. You're making a request that I should be to you like the blessing of rain. Geshem, it doesn't always rain. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it does not rain. It's not predictable. K'geshem, she'pa'amim mispakish, pa'chodif u'pa'amim ina mispakish. Aval ani, eye l'cha davar ha'mispakish lo'olam. Instead, I'm not going to give you what you request. I'm going to give you something even better. I'm going to be a blessing like tal. Tal is something which is never nifsak. Tal, shenema eyecha tal Yisrael. And we like tal. This chazal is an amazing chazal because there's a lot of different opinions regarding this concept. And that is, when a person makes a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that's not good for him.
Yes.
Does Hashem grant his request?
So
this,
like,
yeah.
Hashem is saying, I'm going to give you what you need, not what you want.
Exactly. I'm giving you better than what you need. But this indeed is a very big dilemma among the big Bali Machshava. If a person is mispalel to Hashem for something very specific and it's not good for him, do we say that the rules of tefillah Hashem created in this world a koyach to David? Do we say that the rules of tefillah are such, they're so powerful, whatever you daven for, you get? And that's why you should be very careful what you daven for, because Hashem might actually give it to you. And it might not be good for you.
Daven for the best.
So maybe it's not such a good, we think it's good for us, we should not necessarily, we should just daven Hashem, you decide what's good for us, and give what's good for us. Don't be too specific in your prayers, because you really do not know what is good for you. Or do we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can daven for something specific, if it, in your eyes it appears to be good, so even though under normal circumstances it would not be good, from Hashem's perspective, Hashem will make it good. Or, if it's really not good, Hashem won't give it to you, and instead He'll give you something else that's even better. This is a dilemma among the big Balei Machshava, how the rules of tefillah work. There's a very interesting, I remember here, so many years ago from Rabbi Reisman, one of the first shiurim I remember Reisman, he spoke about Shidduchim. He says that a person, the Gemara talks, the Gemara, I don't know where the Gemara is, maybe it's about Kot, maybe it's in Tainus, I don't remember where it is, about if a person is mispalel for a specific woman. He went out on a date, he really likes this girl, he really wants to marry her. And he's mispal Hashem, please convince her. Convince this woman that she should want to marry me.
She may not be good for him.
Make all, you know, just have it work out. Make everything go according to plan that it should work out that I marry this woman. So the Gemara says you should not do that. Do not be specific. Do not focus on a particular woman because it might turn out it will not work out well. V'nimsa, now the words of the Gemara, v'nimsa, bogad, you'll end up rebelling bogad. Now, there are two girsois. One gears is bogad ba, beis hey, with a dot, ba, with a dot in the middle, has to be dot, ba and her. Or another gears is bogad beis hey, and a little strechel. A strechel, what is that called? An apostrophe? An apostrophe, bogad ba Hashem. So Rabbi Reisman explained, what is the nafgamina between these two lashonos? If a person davens for something that's not good for him, do the rules of prayer allow, demand, that Hashem give it to him, even though it's not good for him? If you learn the koyach of tefillah is so powerful that Hashem will give you what you want, even if it's not good for you, that is the gears of bogad bo, which means the man will marry Hashem, I want to marry this woman. Hashem says, no, you don't. You really don't want to marry her. Believe me, you don't want to marry her. She's a machashefa. She's a machashefa. You don't realize what you're getting yourself into. The person is a fool. He's blind. He doesn't see, doesn't realize. He doesn't see what's coming down the road. He doesn't understand what's going on. But Hashem, listen, you really want it? And you dive in with sincerity? I have no choice. I have to give it to you.
That's why we say, Shema Hashem, each other's
L'toiva, exactly. So Hashem gives it to you. So the man, he ends up, Hashem gave him this woman, he marries her. And then what happens? 5 years later, bogad, ba. He rebels against her. This is, ba means her. It's an expression which means he has a miserable marriage. And they fight. They get divorced. All the tsaris that come along with that whole ugly old process. Bogad, ba. But if you learn that if a person davens, and Hashem does not give you something that's not good for you, you'll never know. Hashem will spare you. But you'll always be choyshed haftainis on Hashem. Hashem, I daven to you such a good Shemona Esra. I went to the Kaisel for 40 days. I got all the brachas, all the gedol Yisra. I went to all the kvarim. And you did not give me this wonderful shidduch. Hashem, you're guilty. It's not fair. Zelo fair. Bogad, you'll come to rebel against Hashem. Bogad b'Hashem, not bo. So this little strechel, this little apostrophe, what is the correct girsa, is a difference of worlds, of what is the koyach hatzila. Daven to Hashem, will Hashem give you something that's not good for you? So here you see that at least in this, I'm sure you'll find Mamre Chazal both ways, okay? That's the nature of Agadah. And Agadah, you'll always find a Mamre Chazal that supports this opinion, a Mamre Chazal that supports the other opinion. Obviously, there are many dimensions in this concept, in this idea. All depending on the circumstances. But over here, at least you see in this pasuk at least one approach, one theme that supports the idea that Hashem does not give you something that's not good for you. Klal Yisrael asks, we want to pursue you, Hashem. We want to understand your ways. And may you, Hashem, be for us like rain. Hashem says rain is not so good. Because sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain. Sometimes it rains too much, sometimes it rains too little. You don't want rain. Believe me, you don't want me. You don't want that I should be to you like rain. It's not for your benefit. Instead, I'll give you something better. I'll be to you like tal. That's what, and this pasuk, Eheyecha tal li Yisrael. So this pasuk would hold of the girsa V'nimsa bogad b'Hashem. Don't be mispalo for something very specific, because it might not be good for you, and you will be disappointed, you'll be frustrated, and that will have a bad effect on your attitude towards the koyach of tefillah, and you will rebel, bogad b'Hashem. Okay, so this is the Maimon Chazal. It's a powerful stuff. Now, next one is Shur Maimon Chazal. Ma me gishamim lebracha, af tlolim lebracha. Okay, look at this another Chazal. The Tal is always lebracha. Okay, so this concludes this past. Now we go past the Zayin. Yelchu Yoin Kaisav. Now we go further lebracha. May your Yoin Kaisav. What are the Yoin Kaisav? We have to see. It means simply your children. Your children, they will go forward, and their splendor, or your splendor will be, your children will succeed, they will go forward, they will have success. There's no greater nachas in this world than seeing your children have success. Chazal say, a person is jealous of everyone in this world, except for your children. If your children outdo you, what's the benoit? The Talmidai, a person has nachas when his children outdo him. The yelchu yoin kaisav, your children will go forward and will succeed. Vihi chazayis haidai, and your splendor will be like a zayis and aleph. Okay, we have to see the symbolism of what that means. The reach loy kalavonon, the fragrance that will emanate from him will be like the fragrance of the levonon. Simply means the forest, but also refers to the levoina. Levoina is one of the ingredients of the Ketores. Okay, it's also the only ingredient they put in the Shabbos. The Shnei Bezichei Levoina. On Shabbos, they put on the Shulchan, the Lechem upon him, two Bezichim filled with Levoina. So this, even though here it says the word Kalevanon, which simply means like the forest, or like the cedar tree, it means also reference to the fragrance of Levoina, which was the most exquisite of all the fragrances, proof being that it was the unique, only one that was put in the Shnei Bazichim with the Lechem upon him, and that's the bracha to Klal Yisrael. Let's see the Mitzudos Pasik Zayin and the Mitzudos Pavid. Pasik says, Yelchu Yoim Kaisav Anafav Yispashtu L'mei Rachayk, the branches will spread to the distance. V'hoy Yafyo Yiyaki Ki Ilan. Okay, your branches will extend to the distance. And the beauty will be like an Ilan Zayis. What's the advantage of a Zayis? She'olav lachim kol hashana. That is the advantage. A Zayis has moist leaves year round, unlike most other trees whose leaves dry up. The reicho yeh noidev kireich levanon, and this fragrance, it wafts. Is that the right word?
Yes.
The fragrance wafts like levanon. Ha me riach b'yoyser, which has a very intense fragrance, lefi marbis, v'asfavim, v'hoi lanois, hagedelim shema, in the forest, there's a beautiful, wonderful fragrance. Ritzon Eloi mar yu, mishupoim, b'har bein minei toivas, you will be blessed, you will be bestowed upon you many different types of blessings. Okay, let's now take a look at Rashi. We finish with Mitzudos. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasik Zayin. Yelchu yoim kaisav. Rashi is quoting the Targum. So he Targum learns that this is a reference to your children. Yiskon means they will become great. Benin, your sons. Uvinon, and your daughters. Benin uvinon, your sons and your daughters. Vihi kiziv minorta, their splendor will be like the beauty of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the menorah gave forth the light, a spiritual light. The kudsha zivhoin, which is a holy aura. Your children are not just going to look beautiful. Your children are going to will emanate from them holiness. The reichahoin, their fragrance will be kirech kitoires, a nachas ruach to Hashem, busmaya the kitoires, which is a busmaya, delicious fragrance. Baisem is sweet. Pesamim, a sweet fragrance of the Ketores. So that's how the Targum, beautiful learned Shah on the Pasik, is that your children will be spiritual beings. They will have a radiance of sanctity like the menorah, and they will have a fragrance like the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. Then Rashi, it's all right, Kalavonan, then he ties over here Kalavonan, and all their Pshat, Rashi says, Kibes
Hamikdash. Yeah, that's the one meaning of Lavonan that we have not covered in the previous book.
Right, so this is another interpretation. Doesn't Mitzvah says it means the forest. Here, he says the Lavonan means Psamen, and now he's saying the Alderch Pshat, not like the Targum, he says it means like they will, your fragrance will be like the Beis Hamikdash, I guess it means sanctity. It will be Kedusha coming forth from Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's see over here the Radak. Radak, Pasik.
Or it could mean the Katiris and the Beis Hamikdash.
Okay, possibly, yeah. Okay, it's not really clear what is Rashi when Rashi comes to go and say these words, Beis Hamikdash. After Rashi goes to Targum, he says the
Levon. Levonon is also a synonym for Beis Hamikdash.
Yes, that's a very common usage of the word Levon, correct. Let's take a look at the Radak. Radak, Pasik. Zan Yelchu Yon Koysav, Kumosha Shoroshim, Yitnu Le Meirachoy, Ken Yon Koysav, Yelchu Le Meirachoy, Koloima, Yispashtu, Heina Vahena. Your children will spread out here and there. Va'yonkais heimo anofim. Over here, we simply means refers to the branches. Harakim kama hayonek, like a child. Va'yonkais heimoshul. What is the metaphor? Moshul la'toivas hamischatshais lochem b'chol yoim v'yoim. So he learns a new pshat is that the yonkais means the good deed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do chasodim, acts of kindness for Klal Yisrael, and we'll call what.
Nurturing.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to nurture Klal Yisrael daily with new ideas, new different benefits. Oh yeah, Mashal, another interpretation, Hashal Hashem will be, he's comparing you to Toiras Moshe. Okay, page 207. Top of page 207 on the left side, Toiras Moshe, Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Shedei Kayemes Lo'ad, V'hayoin Kois Heim HaDeois HaMishad Shois Lochem B'Yidiyah Sokel Yisparach Yoyim Yoyim. The Yoyim Kois is the Chidushei Torah. Whole new pshat. It's not like the Radak to say this. It's not his style. Radak is more pshat. He's not into more, these are more very mystical metaphors. But here he learns that the Yoyim Koisav will be the Chidushei Torah will spread forth in the times of Mashiach. And indeed, that is definitely so. Look at the Chidushei Torah that's come forth. Look at even this volume itself. This volume itself, the gross dos of the art school, I mean, I think we'll appreciate it. It just opens up, it's a whole new world. The clarity, and the kudos, and how the yoifi, it changes everything. And forget about the chidushim, you go into a swarm store, how many new swarm there are, it's really not to be believed. It's impossible to keep up with what's going on in the world of publications, in the world of Torah, and all the different, I have on my computer bookmarked most of the Jewish publishers. Art Scroll, Feldheim, Korain, which has like five different companies under them. There's the Korain, there's Mosaic. They have a few companies.
YU Press.
Korain is YU Press, right? They have a whole bunch. They have on the way, all the companies there together. And I always, every once in a while, I go through it. I have a lot of Hana. I just go one at a time, and I look at forthcoming or new releases forthcoming, and it's wow.
There's a catalog in Israel that comes out, I think, twice.
It's too hard. I'm okay with that catalog. All the new Sfarim. You showed it to me once.
Yeah,
it's in Hebrew.
Comes every week.
Yeah, maybe you can send it forward to me. Yeah, I like to.
But you get all the little things that you print out.
Yeah, I like to see what's going on. It's interesting. It's very interesting to see.
I think there was an article also about that in Israel. All the publications. Secular, most of it was in Torah journals.
I know pays the bill for a lot of these things. The State of Israel. Yeah. The State of Israel gives an enormous amount of money for the publication of Sfarim, Sifrei Kodesh. A lot of these the publishers in Eretz Yisrael are getting massive stipends from the government. Someone in the Sfarim, so he told me, you know who the biggest Marbitz Torah is today? Sfarim? The State of Israel. The Medina Hatzionis. They are the ones who are paying the bills, paying big, big money for the publication of Sfarim. It's an amazing thing. Okay, so over here, this is the Radak. The Radak is saying that the Mos HaMashiach, the Chidushei Torah, is going to be Nispashet. Radak. It's not like the Radak to say this. Radak, it's not his style. This is more of a Malbim style, more of an Acharon. It's not from the Kadmonim to say this, but that's exactly what he says. It's very, very fascinating how we learn Pshat over here in Pshat Lepasek. Next words of the Radak on page 207, V'yichazayis hoidoish sheyekoyach lachus kayom k'mo hazayish olav lachim kol hashanah. The same idea as the mitzudos is that the advantage The advantage of a zayis is that its leaves remain fresh year-round, moist. Kolaymar shlo yiposek tuvoy kol hayomim. The reach loy kal levanon. The fragrance will be like levanon. Kumar kireach sadeh asher berachoy Hashem Yitzchok said to Yaakov that I sense in you the fragrance of the sadeh. So this is the same idea. The levan over here is the sadeh. The yesh. This is what the Mitzvah stuff is said. The Levon has many different meanings. So he then goes on to say is that their good reputation is that the reputation of Klal Yisrael will spread far and wide. We know that's something you don't take for granted. Look at this world today. Today, the reputation of the Jewish food among Amoratsim. It's a very bad reputation. Okay, in all of the campuses in Israel, in the United States, throughout the world, people who are totally, totally ignorant, don't know from Aleph Beis, if you say Israel, oh, right away they'll say they're an apartheid state. They torture the Palestinians. They do all these crazy things. What are you talking about? And you have to take these people and educate them, bring them to Israel, and show them that you don't know what you're talking about. And if you do so, they say you're right. The facts... The facts speak for themselves.
Can't get in.
What?
These people, Israel doesn't want the people.
They don't want, no, but I'm just talking about asshole. You have to. Why is it that the starting point of Israel and of a Jew, where are your horns, and they have all these crazy beliefs, it's a curse. It's a curse that a guy, besides Esav Soina Yaakov, we have a very bad reputation for no reason. It's a curse. The bracha here, it's not something that you just take lightly. The bracha is that when Mashiach will come, the way the Radak, it's very novel in this interpretation. The reach loy kalavonon is you will have a wonderful reputation. Just saying the name a Jew, oh, a Jew is a Jew. As something which we have far, far, far from having achieved this. People will tell you, a lot of the brachas in Tanakh have come true already. A lot of things that are written in Tanakh, you'll say, like Chidushei Torah. Chidushei Torah, go into the Sfarim store. It's just unbelievable. But you want to, so you'll say, well, Mashiach will come, well, this will be nothing compared to what's yet to come in times of Mashiach. But at least today, there's a token fulfillment of what it means that they are Chidushei Torah. There are people sitting and learning. But this reputation, the interpretation of the Radak, to say that it means that you're going to have a good reputation, that has not come true in our day and age. Yeah, you cannot say. I mean, you'll say among certain groups, but don't take it for granted. Okay, so but United States, you know, there are certain... Okay, it's true. Baruch Hashem, you can't say there is no good reputation. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to survive. We have the support of many nations on our side. But by and large, we're fighting an uphill battle. Okay, BDS and all of these crazy ideas, and they still believe in blood libels. We can kill children to put blood in the matzahs. It's a crazy world. What are you talking about? Why is it so? It's a curse. It's the curse of Golis. And here the Radak is saying in the times of Mashiach, the reputation. That's what he says. This is very unique. This is unique in his thinking, is that we're going to have a wonderful reputation.
The Shema Matov,
their good name, the Yesh, which is the third line in the Dibur HaMaskel, the Reach Loi Kalavan, the Yesh Lam Noyen Les Nereach Toiv, writes the Leimar, Sheyelech Shemam HaToiv Lemei Rachayk. Their good reputation will spread to the most distant parts of the world. You can go to any university in the world and you say the word Jew.
We're talking about the real world.
The real world, fine,
yeah,
okay. Anywhere you go.
Yes,
well, that's the hotbed. That's the hotbed of anti-Semitism. That's where they all train.
That's
because
not where normal
no?
people live.
I'm going to say, but the other people...
Future
leaders. All right, whatever it is, okay. Fine. Vita. And Yonas Amtergem, Yiskon, Benin, Vivinon, your sons and daughters, Vihei, Kiziv, Menoras, Kutsha, Zivhoin, they will have a holy... aura, a holy radiance. Verecha hoin kirech kuteres busmaya. They will produce a sweet fragrant, a sweet fragrance, a nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the answer. I repeat from Rashi. Let's take a look at the Malbim. The Malbim Pasek Zion.
We
did the first part. So let's just look up on page 207. Okay, page 207 in the Malbim. We're up to the Zayis Haidai. Page 207, the Malbim, that's where we're up to. The Yireh Kizayis Haidai Shah Zayis Yitin Shemen Lamar. The Zayis, everyone until now said the Zayis is fresh. The leaves remain fresh year round. He learns a little bit different. Shazayis Yitin Shemen Lamar. The Zayis produces the fuel for the menorah. Can you Iru Piryam Bar Hashem? Their fruit will enlighten the world. The Hazayis Aleh, and then he goes to quote what Rashi says: "For Hazayis Aleh Ranon Bekayitz Lecholif, its leaves are fresh. B'chein Yasridu Behatzlochasam B'chol Hazmanin, it will always be successful without stop. V'Reich Lechalavonon the Aden Yihel Lohen, and it will still be to them Reich Halavonon Shehi Hakedusha V'Atahora Hamisyacheses El Halavonon Shubi Eretz Yisrael Mekayim Atahora." Hakadusha, okay, similar idea. They will have Kedush and Tahara, like the Levonon, which is symbolic of Eretz Yisrael. The Levonon is the Beis Hamikdash, like we said before. Well, the Levonon is just a metaphor for the Kedusha and the Tahara of Eretz Yisrael. Now, before we go further, let's look at a very beautiful Gra. The Gra here is something very, very nice. The Gra, that's where it starts from, back on page 204. Okay, and 204, Pasuk Zayin and Ches, Yelchu Yoin Kaisav, Hein Ho'anofim, the branches. Next page 206, in the Gra, Biuri HaGra, V'chazayis Haidai. What is referred to? Elu Ho'alin, these are the leaves. Shazayis, so first we discuss the, first it says the branches. Now we discuss the leaves. V'reach Loi Kalavon, Elu HaKilipois, Shemehen HaReach. Then come the klipos, means the shell. We're describing all the various parts of a tree. There is the branch, there are the leaves, and there are klipos. Klipos, what's the bark maybe? I don't know. What's the whatever the klipa is, whatever the klipa is. Yeah, then we'll go further. Let's just go further. Yichayu dogon kagefen. Okay, the next pasuk is, let's jump ahead. The next pasuk it says, the dogon kagefen, your grain will be like a vine. Elu haperos, these are the fruits. Yelchu Yoim Kaisav. Now he goes, explains what does Yoim Kaisav. Elu Baalei. No, this is a new interpretation. Okay, he told us Pshat. First, he told us how to interpret the Pasuk Derech Pshat. A tree has many parts. There are branches, there are leaves, there is bark or a klipa, and then there is the actual fruit. Period. Okay, that's one Pshat. Another Pshat. Yelchu Yoim Kaisav. Elu Baalei Midos. In Klal Yisrael, there are different types of people. These are the Baalei Musa. Let's translate, let's substitute the word Baalei Midos for the Baalei Musa. Okay, Elu Midos Nispashtos, Shenispashtos. V'chazayis Haidoi, Elu Baalei Torah. People who excel in Talmud Torah. V'reach Loi Kalavonon, Elu Baalei Ma'asim Toivim. Next, V'reach Loi Yashuvu. Okay, that's it. Yeshua ben Agol. So he quotes, says that this pasuk refers to three different members of Klal Yisrael. There are people of Baalei Midos, Baalei Torah, and Baalei Ma'asim Tovim. So do you have a person that's all three? Halavai, halavai. Halavai, you can find a person that's a Baalei Midos, a Baalei Torah, and a Baalei Ma'asim Tovim. Unfortunately, you don't always have that. You have people that are big Baalei Musar. The big Baalei Musar are not necessarily the greatest Talmidei Chachamim. And the greatest Talmidei Chacham, unfortunately, are not always known to be the best Baalei Midos. Chaval, chaval. And the people who are the big Baalei Ma'asim Tovim, they don't have time to learn. They're busy. Rashivas, the Baalei Ma'asim Tovim. They're very busy raising money. They're busy doing chesed, rabbanim, and a lot of things you have to do. You don't have time. Your time is taken up by doing Ma'asim Tovim. You don't have time to learn. So each member of Klal Yisrael contributes to the greater cause. And the team together, it's the Chut HaMeshulash, the Baalei Midos, the Baalei Torah, and the Baalei Ma'asim Tovim together is what makes up Klal Yisrael. And that's how the very interesting how he looks at this pasuk, how the Gra looks at this pasuk. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Mamari Chazal. Mamari Chazal pasuk Zan Yelchu Yon Kaisa Vihi Chazai Saidei Rechle Kalavanan. So, what is referred to according to the page 207? Amar Rav Tuv, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Amarav Asidim Bachude Yisrael Shayidnu Reach Toiv Kalevona, they will produce a fragrance. What does that mean? Shanemar Yelchu Yoin Koysov Yichazai Saidoi Reachli Kalevonon, the Bachude Yisrael will give a Nachas Ruach to Hashem. So this means is that in history, it's not so. And go back in the previous generation, go back even just one generation. When it came to America, where there were no yeshivas, the older generation had tremendous agmas nefesh from the younger generation. The younger generation was not equipped with an infrastructure to properly be taught, to be trained, to have a proper chinuch, and a very significant number of them went off the derech. And this ate up their parents who had a rich heritage, a rich legacy from the Altaheim, and they had no choice but to come to America because they were literally starving in Poland, in Europe, wherever they were, and the pogroms got to a point where they just cannot survive, especially in Russia. To get out of Russia was a miracle. You come to America, and then what do you have to suffer? You suffer the tragedy that the children have no hope. So it was a tremendous tsar. And here the pasuk is telling us, do not worry, the day will come when the next generation will be a source of nachas ruach to Klal Yisrael. The young, the bachurei Yisrael, sheyitnu reach toiv kalavanoin. Very interesting. Okay, next, drasha, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, L'soivas smochos pneim shel tzadikim. What does that pasuk mean? The soiv means the satisfaction of the face of the tzadikim. Asidim lahakbil pnei shchina le'olam haba. The tzadikim will want merit to be in the presence of the shchina v'chein ve'eluhein. The oyavav kitzeis hashemesh b'grosso yofel kalavan baruch hachama v'maskilim yazhidu kizarakia. Kabakodim Yeroitseitsu, like lightning Yeroitseitsu. I don't know what that means. They will I think it means to run. They will run. Lamnatzech al Shoshanim Livne Korach Vihi Chazayis. Different examples of what lies for us in the future. Okay, everybody, so we have to stop now. Before we stop, very, very important, we're gonna say now a Mizmar of Tehillim. There was someone our Shir who has a son-in-law who's having surgery, very serious surgery today, and we're going to say a Mizmar of Tehillim. After this, I'm going to say the Mishaberach. His name is Moshe Rafael Ben Hadassah. Okay, so I'm going to say Pasuk by Pasuk. So now Shir. Give me 1 second. Shram Alois Esor Naya Lehodim Me'ayi Yavoy Ezri. Ezri Meyim Adonai Oisei Shomayim Lores Al Yitei Lamoit Raglecha Al Yonu Am Shomerecha Kinei Lo Yonu Lo Yisham Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Adonai Tzolecha Al Yad Yivinecha Yoyim Hashemesh Lo Yakeko V'yareyach V'aloi Lo Adonai Yishmocha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzei Schovoyecha Me'ato V'yad Olam Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakov Moshe Aaron Dabar Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'yirati Es Moshe Rafael Ben Hadassah Bavur Shatzibor Bespalo Bavur Vavur Shatzibor Yitain Utstoka Bavur Vizchaze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachavim Allah Ulachalimoi Ularapensoi Ulachazikoi Ulachayesoi Vyishlach Loi Mehera Rafua Shleim HaShemayim Ulamach Yvodov Ushasor Gidov Chasor Sholcho Leisrael Rafua Sanefesh Rafua Saguf Hashto ba'agolo u'rizvan korir v'neymar
amen.
I'll take a short break.
Congratulations. I have a fill-in with my wife. Older man's given her a lot of aggravation, so she's. I have to fill in.
Is she okay?
I think a lot of it is mental. The doctor told me that the burn her Vita, you know, she takes her own blood pressure. She's the only person I think who has white coat syndrome, and she takes her own blood pressure. So, whatever it is, I'm drawing. Rabbi Reisman once said, like, he spoke to a Chacham, he said, how much do you take to kill him? He should say, kill him, because somebody said, a half hour, an hour, for taking away time from learning. She said, as much as they're still going to concentrate on a person.
Right.
So this
once,
is very
once
good.
You get to a point where you can concentrate,
yeah.
So you know you learn enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so same as
Rabbi Nel says, the rock is the same rock. Isubatsur and Ijabatamalasol, the same rock. Same rock. It has to be. And what's the pasuk that says it? Benosan may mug. It stopped giving water. Now you got
to
get
water.
It's water.
It's
water.
It's
water. Benosan may mug.
You have to speak to it now.
Was it stopped no move? So what do they do? So so they're carrying this rock along for 40 years wherever they travel. They carry the rock along. It goes directly against the Malbum, of course, who says Sela and Tzur are two different things. Sela is like a huge rock that the reason hitting it is dislodging a mountain stream. You know, he moved aside a boulder as opposed to a rock. But among other things, I mean, it's like 20 pages.
About 20 years, what does that have an hour?
It's like I was sitting, I was babysitting Sunday afternoon, so I was busy, you know, like with the kids for a while, but I take my Chumash with me, and I was just sitting in the house there. I mean, my kids don't have TVs. Days, I was sitting and reading and reading and reading and taking notes. It was perfect. As long as he got something for me, I have to give shiur this week, you know, on the parsha. It was his turn. So I gave him a whole list of shut him on it. But it's really
yes. Yeah. I had a big graduation yesterday. All right. Yeah. You wanna know what's nice? You 5-year-olds in the 3-1A. Yeah, 130 girls in the Beis Yaakov, 5 years old. Beis Yaakov, or Rockaway.
Beis
Yaakov.
Beis Yaakov. 130 girls.
130 kids that age. Six classes of 5-year-olds for 3-1A. There's 1,200 kids through the 8th grade there.
Where's this?
In Beis Yaakov, Far Rockaway. You know, when you look at from the outside, it doesn't look like such a big building. But then you see it's a complex. No, there's a few buildings. It goes around. It's a square block.
It's near Dachau. On the same block.
No, it's about 10 blocks, 12 blocks.
You got to drive a good 5 minutes.
Dachau Torah is 17 to 19. It's 2 blocks. Dachau Torah is unbelievable. Also, the buildings have they big guys when I got married and I thought when they got good, the build names of the building up on this. Couple guys, one guy I sat at the table with, and he was in Diamonds, and he was a younger than me. Well, he had money then when he was 20, you know. He was, got married young, and he had money then. He used the big ball stuck, obviously. He's his name on the building. And then somebody I grew up on the east side also was an accountant, and his name on another building. And I know that yeshiva was also outrageous. They have the facilities they have. Here also, it's like a
Here, boys, I have today 3 handouts.
Okay, 3 pages. So, give everyone some 3 pages. We're going to do this inside. Instead of me telling you what it says outside, I think it's very, very worthy to actually do it together inside because Hurachum is something which most of us know very little about, and it's always a burden to say it. If we'll know what it says, appreciation, maybe it won't be such a burden. You get 3 pages. There are 3 pages. There are 3 pages. 3 pages.